Tom Peterson, Director of Government Relations, Minnesota Farmers Union.
Tom, with a couple of weeks left in the Minnesota legislative session, I wanted to ask you about some of MFU's top priorities this year, and specifically within the tax bill, some aspects of that bill that you're hoping to see signed by the governor. Let's start with property taxes. That's something that we visited about numerous times, where things are at right now with the legislation.
Yeah, right now it's kind of an interesting scenario that the House and Senate have both passed their bills relating to taxes. They put everything in what's called an omnibus tax bill, and then they got together between the House and Senate, and they came up with what's known as an omnibus tax agreement. And they presented that agreement to the governor, and they are currently negotiating that with the governor. It's one of the bigger pieces financially at stake, so it might take a little while. The big piece in there for property taxes, as you mentioned, is the school levy referendum for farmers that are facing a capital improvement levy on their farm. What was agreed on would reduce that by 40%, and that's for new or existing levies. Beginning for taxes payable in 2018. So good to see that. We're hoping to hang on and get that bill done at some point.
What has Governor Dayton said publicly or privately about this omnibus bill to give you a feel one way or the other on what he thinks of it?
Yeah, the difference really is the Republicans spending more, providing more tax relief, you could say, through the bill. The governor wanted a little smaller package. And so the idea is that we have to, you know, try to get the legislature and the governor to come together. The good news is on the capital improvement piece for schools, everybody supports that. The governor is, and Lieutenant Governor have both spoke on that very much so. The Commissioner of Revenue during the committee last week said this is a position they strongly support, as do all the legislators. The trick will be to get the legislators to come together and on a number to provide tax relief to farmers and then or to everybody and then pass a bill. You know, and I'm hopeful we could do that because one of the things, we know the state has a $1.6 billion surplus. We spent some of that on health care dollars, but there's still quite a bit hanging out there, and we hope this is a good piece they can take some action on.
So property tax, a big component of the tax bill that the Farmers Union is watching closely, but there are some other parts to the omnibus bill that are important to Minnesota farmers too.
Yeah, there's really two other big pieces I think farmers will be interested in. One is a beginning farmer tax credit. That would be an income tax credit, 5% if you sell to a beginning farmer. That's basically a farmer who's been operating for 10 years or less, or a 10% credit if you rent to a beginning farmer. And so this is a really interesting bill. I've actually probably worked on it for about 10 years, and it's the first time it's ever really gotten this far. And so I really credit a lot of group of young farmers who have been coming to the Capitol and helping us with the bill this year. And interesting, the Department of Revenue projects that 400 people would use this in the first year, which I think is pretty amazing. The other big piece in the tax bill that farmers are interested in and Farmers Union is conformity to what's called Section 179 expensing. Kind of a technical thing, but most farmers will know what I'm talking about when I say this is rapid depreciation. The federal government, they conform at $500,000, where the state of Minnesota only conforms at $25,000. So if you buy a new tractor, you want to depreciate it in the first year, you can only depreciate $25,000 in Minnesota law. So this would bring that up to $500,000. Good piece, and interesting to see if it stays in there.
Is Minnesota unique in having a number lower than the federal number?
We are, and this would be your state tax. So you pay, your state tax and your federal tax. So when you buy a new piece of equipment, you're paying on both. And so this would help that tremendously. As like I said, farmers always say, you know what, the federal, when I bought this equipment, it's $500,000. The state's $25,000. So, you know, it really would help bring our state in. And as you said, Mark, this, kind of the states around us, either don't have an income tax or they already conform to the Section 179. So an interesting issue. Not a lot of farmers buying equipment right now, unfortunately, but we're hoping things will turn around and that'll be a good piece going forward.
So all of that that we talked about is included in the omnibus bill, right?
It is correct at this time. And so, as we said, the you know, we're hoping for a target that will leave plenty of room for all three of those, and that they'll come out with an agreement with the governor and have all those provisions going forward.
Anything else you want to add, Tom?
On taxes, no. I think those are the big pieces. There's also some estate tax conformity in there. Minnesota already kind of does have somewhat of a conformity to the federal estate tax. This the language in the bill will make it a little simpler. And again, that's an interesting piece as well.